Having grown up there on the reservation, and my father worked for the tribe managing their ranching program early in my life. I spent my early years, 5, 6, 7 years old, out with him feeding cows and going hunting with him, and it was a phenomenal period in my life. And the discussions that I had with my father and many of my tribal elders, it just led me to begin to think that in order to have this for my children and my children's children, I wanted to be a part of making sure that those resources were managed well, and immediately began thinking of going on to college and getting a degree and learning how to manage natural resources.
I know you're touring the region to discuss diversity efforts in the USDA, the Forest Service Division, I guess, in particular. And when I think of the Forest Service, I'll be honest with you, in my mind's eye, my impression is one of a largely white organization. Is that fair or not?
No, that's fair. But the good news is that it's recognizing the importance of diversity, the strength in diversity. And Secretary Vilsack, ever since he stepped into the position of being Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, has really pushed this very fact that there is tremendous strength in diversifying our workforce. The Forest Service has really embraced that. But I think you'll understand, as I do, no matter what organization you're talking about, cultural change takes time, and it's not easy. But the strategy that has been developed within the U.S. Forest Service, you know, I work very closely with Chief Tidwell and his executive leadership. They have embraced this, and they're working hard to affect that change.
You said the strength in diversifying the workforce.
Yes.
What is that strength? What good comes of it?
Well, when you bring different entities together, it just brings new thoughts, new ideas in how to address many of the issues that need to be addressed in regards to natural resource management in this country. I'm a good example of that. When Secretary Vilsack brought me in, being a tribal person, that brought a whole new perspective into USDA in working with all of the non-Indian folks that I work with. And it's not that federal agencies don't want to work with tribes, it's that they really don't know how to make the right connections. And so in bringing me into USDA, I'm helping them to make those connections, to share what I have learned over the years working with the tribal organizations, working with tribal leadership that I've worked with, giving those other mission areas within the department the opportunity to make those connections.
And when you say make connections, do you mean what, to tribal administrations, or do you mean a connection like some sort of a cultural connection, if you will?
Both. When you say tribal connection, within Indian country, you know, our political system is just like anyone else. It changes. Being able to figure out that dynamic, to figure out how to effectively stay in touch with the national tribal leadership, I'm helping them do that. There's an organization called the National Congress of American Indians, which many of our tribes and Alaska Native villages belong to, and making the connection to that organization in regards to issues that USDA are involved with is critical in order to make sure that our efforts in working with tribes, working within Indian country through the various programs that we have within USDA, we need to make that connection at that level. But just as important is making the connection with many of the support organizations, Indian tribal nonprofits that are out there, like the Intertribal Ag Council, the Native American Fish and Wildlife Society, the Intertribal Timber Council. These organizations are there to support tribal natural resource interests. And it's important, again, that USDA and all of our agencies within USDA are aware of those nonprofits have strong conversations with them, again, to form the partnerships that are needed to support tribal government.
What is Ag doing? What is the Forest Service doing to diversify its workforce?
Parts of those strategies include going out, looking at recruiting in areas. In particular, I know the Forest Service is making a very strong effort of getting out into the more impoverished areas of rural America and working with groups to recruit people out of those areas into the workforce.
Why? What does that bring?
Well, again, it brings diversity and it brings people into the organization that have never had that opportunity. We're going to do this in a way where we're not compromising the quality of our workforce. The people we're going to bring in are going to be of very high quality.
On your trip, you've been touring several programs such as the Society for American Indian Government Employees out in Spokane earlier this week. When you talk about this topic with them, what are you hearing? What are people saying?
The Society of American Indian Government Employees are Native American people that many of them have spent a career in working for the federal government as public servants. Many of them are just starting out. They're very passionate about being federal employees, the work that they've been able to do in regards to the various agencies that they work with. They're wanting to share that.
If I could switch gears on you just for a moment, it looks like it's going to be possibly another long, hot summer. Bark beetle problems throughout this part of the country. How concerned are you about the fire season that we may be facing here?
Oh, I'm very concerned because, again, you know, everyone knows that our budget situation in this country, we only have so much resource to deal with the issues that we're dealing with. And as our wildfire seasons continue to get worse, that detracts money away from the restoration activities, the non-fire activities that we need to be doing in our national forests. And that's very concerning to me.
500 fewer firefighters will be hired as a result of the sequester. That's about a 5% decline, yeah?
Yeah, you know, again, in sequestration, we're looking at a 5% reduction in funding. And I believe you're right. That's the figure that Chief Tidwell has been using in regards to across the U.S. Forest Service is a reduction in 500 firefighters. But again, we have some very, very strong partnerships with our local firefighting entities through our counties, through our state forestry programs, and with our tribes. And again, as resources get tighter and tighter, these partnerships that we have become more and more important. We're currently working on a national initiative. It's entitled the National Wildland Fire Cohesive Strategy. And basically, this strategy, we have brought together representatives of all of these main organizations, both federal, tribal, our urban community, our counties, everyone, and brought representatives of those groups together to talk about how we can bring the resources that we have and truly work together in a way that we've never done before in addressing wildfire in this country.